This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Heat starting off with the Celtics tomorrow at 8:30 on ESPN. Defense is what I want to see in this series. And I want to see a lot more of Caleb Martin, overall in this series. I just think you need as much defense as possible. It's sad that Kyle Lowry is not 100%. And listen, I'm on record. I love Jimmy Butler, man. And I'm a Kyle Lowry fan too. Okay. I'm not a big fan of their contracts, but I understand what the Heat were doing and Pat Riley, and this was their best option, and obviously it's paid off. And the young guys that they've developed have really been a blessing, because that's really added a lot of depth. If it wasn't for the young guys, I think it would put more of a burden on the older guys, and this run would not be as good. But the young guys have been a savior. There's no doubt in my mind. And in hindsight, which is 2020, you look at what the Heat have done. They did the right thing. They did the right thing in taking the chance. But we're already seeing that with Kyle Lowry, this may not be a good chance. This may not be a good gamble if he can't stay healthy. And I wonder, will this change his ways? Because, you know, he's never been a guy of conditioning. And clearly he's not into conditioning. Hell, the other day when he was in those sweatpants on the court, like, it just, he looked out of shape, even worse. Like those clothes were not like flattering for him. Let me just put it that way. Okay. You just can't look like me and be an NBA point guard. Sorry, you just can't. But anyway. So this is a concern of mine. It's been a concern of mine from day one. The Jimmy one hasn't hurt you so far, but I do worry about the mileage on that body. And he's broken down several times throughout the year, but he's a tough sumbitch, and he finds a way to stay on the court. But you look at Lowry, and it's like, I hope this offseason he conditions like he's never conditioned before. Because if you want that contract to be a decent contract down the stretch, that man's got to work out. Because the offense is, it's at its best when that guy's running it. Because Lowry sees things that most of these guys will not see. And I love what Gabe Vincent has done. But, man, that Lowry injury, that's one that is, it is concerning for me going into this matchup tomorrow night. I wish he would take his conditioning a little bit more seriously.